Pastor Corey Brooks from Project Hood, the rooftop pastor we talk about and with a lot, I didn't realize is going to be speaking tonight in Milwaukee. Pastor, how are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me on the show. As always, I greatly appreciate it.
You're going to do the closing prayer tonight?
Yeah, I'm on to do the benediction. I just got through rehearsing, so hopefully it'll be inspiring and encouraging as I get a chance to pray for the nation.
When did you find out? When did they ask you?
I've been knowing for a couple of weeks, but they wouldn't allow us to tell anyone. So as much as I wanted to tell you, I couldn't tell anyone until today. So I've been knowing for a couple of weeks, though, and I'm really excited about it.
How long will your benediction be?
It's exactly 3 minutes. So I get to pray and talk for 3 minutes.
That sounds like a pretty long time. So you rehearsed it just now? Did you like step up to the microphone and do a sound check and walk through it?
Yeah, I stepped up to the microphone, did sound check, went through the speech a couple of times, made a couple of changes, and yeah, I feel really good about it. And I really hope I can represent Chicago and the state of Illinois really well.
What are you going to wear?
Well, you know, the uniform, you got to wear a blue suit and a red tie. So I have on a blue pinstripe and a red tie, and I'll look the part. So even if I don't do good, I'll look good.
I can't imagine you won't. Are you going to be reading it off a teleprompter, Corey?
Yeah, I got most of it memorized, though. So, but it's always good to have a teleprompter there just in case you get too nervous and you lose your place.
I won't ask you to do this, the prayer or the talk for me now, but what are you going to say in general? What are the themes?
The theme is just praying for unity and protection, and that God will continue to make us one as a nation. And so that's the theme of my prayer is protection and oneness.
You're going to give a plug for your Opportunity Center on the South Side?
Oh, yeah. You can't say a prayer without praying for Project Hood. So definitely got to give a shout out to Chicago and Project Hood on the South Side. So I'm definitely going to do that.
I've been thinking about it. This is such a valuable platform and opportunity for you, and not to turn a prayer into a cash cow. But if you said something like, you know, If it's about making America, is the theme safe again? Is that the theme for this day?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the theme tonight. Yeah.
So if it's making America and Chicago safe again, we need opportunity centers like the one we're building in Chicago, where it's not just a respite for kids, but it's an opportunity for kids. And if you go to projecthood.org, do you get to say stuff like that, Corey?
No, but you know. Yeah, who can stop you once you get up to the mic?
He's going to go rogue.
Cut him off.
Are you going to quote scripture? What are you going to say?
Oh, yeah, I definitely will quote some scripture. You know, I really am thankful for the opportunity because I get a chance to represent Chicago. But most of all, I get a chance to represent being a Christian and being representing the Word. So it's really a great opportunity, and I really want to make Chicago proud.
You say you've memorized it. Just give me the first couple lines, if you don't mind, Corey.
No, I can't do that, John. I can't. I wish I could. If I that'll steal my thunder.
Yeah, well, I imagine they've embargoed you. That's not uncommon for an event like that. Is your family with you? Is your wife or your kids coming along?
Yeah, everybody's with me, and we have some staff here from church as well. We're going to do a couple of interviews with some stations that are here, local stations from Chicago. So, yeah, everybody's here with me.
Well, I hope that that you're also able to reflect on what a great city Chicago is. I know that's maybe a different agenda than you're there for, but it would seem to me like the DNC is going to be here. You're still living on the South and working on the South Side. It's a great city with problems, as are many cities, and I hope you're able to tell the nation that, too.
Absolutely. You know, we want to display that there are some good things that come out of Chicago. Everything in Chicago is not bad. And I'm grateful and thankful that I'm a resident of Chicago and that I get the opportunity to work to make it the best city that we can possibly make it. So you're absolutely right. I'm not going to be up there talking about anything negative. You know, my goal is to bring unity to the nation. My goal is to speak highly and positively. And so that's what I'm going to be focused on, being very positive and praying and asking God for oneness in our country.
What's it like speaking in a venue like that? I know you've done all sorts of talks, prayers, and speeches all around the country, but this must be a little different even for you.
You know, it's funny that you asked that question because you know, typically I'm at that age where I don't get as nervous anymore, but I haven't been this nervous in a long time, and so I've been trying to work on my stomach. I had to take a little Pepto-Bismol this morning, so my stomach is bothering a little bit. So hopefully by the time I get to the stage, I won't have any of those problems.
At times like this, I wonder if I should go from memory or go from notes, try and read the prompter. If I toggle back and forth, maybe I lose my place. You could work from bullet points.
Do a little of both. Yeah, I do a little of both. So I have, you know, the notes on the teleprompter, kind of like if I go off, I can come back to it. So I do a little of both.
What time are you going to be on TV tonight, Pastor?
Now, that I don't know. All I know is I'm the last one up. I wish I knew the exact time, but I don't know the exact time.
All right. Okay, so if you're watching or listening to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee tonight, the last word heard will be a three-minute talk and prayer from Pastor Corey Brooks of Project Hood on the south side of Chicago. And if you're so inspired and you want to try and make Chicago a safer and better place, not just for kids on the south side, but as Corey Brooks has reminded us many times, you know, the chain is as strong as its weakest link. If there's a problem there, let's make that area safer, and then we're all safer. And that's going to be sometime this evening. Well, God bless you, and congratulations,
bless
Corey.
You, John. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And thanks to all your listeners that help us all the time to build a center on the south side. So, you know, thank you so much. ProjectHood.org is where they can get more information.
Yeah, and make a donation. Okay, buddy, I'll be watching. Stay well.
All right. Thanks, John.